Okay, so you are the Speaker of the House of Lords, is that correct?
That's right.
Okay, and just remind me of your full name?
Elaine Heyman, and I'm the Speaker of the House of Lords.
Okay, brilliant, thank you. And you just gave us a speech about the House of Lords and how they're connected to voluntary organisations. And you said some really important things, I think, about how they've brought women to the fore more than, you know, the House of Commons has, people from ethnic minorities and people who are involved in voluntary organisations, people with disabilities, etc., etc. And I thought that was really important. But you said something really interesting about how you think that the House of Lords does the most changes to bills as they go through. And you said something about using a website as a way of people commenting on the bills as they go through the process. Could you sort of elaborate on your ideas on that?
Well, what I was saying was that because the House of Lords goes line by line through legislation, it's the place now where most changes are made to bills.
Yeah.
And they can be very detailed, and they can be dealing with very specific and sometimes quite narrow points, but points that are tremendously important to lots of voluntary organisations and charities and want to make sure that things are fine-tuned in the right way.
It can make an awful amount of difference to people, you know.
Oh, a tremendous amount of difference, a tremendous amount of difference. And there are literally thousands of those amendments debated and passed and often agreed by government because they agree. It's not part of a great confrontation. It's actually pouring expertise and knowledge into the process. And what interests me is that because this is where those sorts of changes are made, then lots of voluntary organisations brief lots of peers about their views and what they'd like to see changed on legislation. But sometimes it's done in very sort of separate silos because different organisations are briefing on the same issue.
Yeah.
But they don't necessarily know what other people are saying. Sometimes there's a coalition of voluntary organisations, but sometimes there isn't.
Yeah.
And from a peer's point of view, they may be on the mailing list of a voluntary organisation, they may not. And I just wonder whether there would be some scope for having a hosted website where when a bill was going through Parliament, or someone just said to me when a white paper was being consulted on, a policy proposal, where submissions could be deposited so that any member of Parliament could go in there and see what people in the voluntary sector were saying about it.
Yeah.
But equally, where voluntary sector organisations could see what other people were saying, they might want to adjust what they were saying, they might want to come together and coalesce.
I think that's a really on-the-ball concept. Have you ever heard of a wiki? Do you know what a wiki is?
Sort of, yes.
Yeah, a Wikipedia, yeah,
yes,
heard
but
of.
It's a
multi-edited document.
Yeah.
And I have, I'm what they loosely term a blogger, and I've blogged quite vociferously about an idea which I call wiki politics, which is opening up the process of bills to people to comment on, in the same way as you can send in, you know, material if you consider yourself an educated person on the issue. And I think that's actually a really important idea for if the House of Lords really are going through detail by detail on these bills and white papers, to open it up would be a really powerful way of gathering, you know, information which, although there are so many expertise in the House of Lords and in the House of Parliament, there are always going to be a gap for certain issues, I think.
And, I mean, I think it's not a matter that we're closed at the moment when you talk about opening up. I mean, all those facilities are there. But what I'm trying to do is get things in one place.
Yes, putting them in. Opening up to a certain generation, I guess, enabling a certain connected.
I think it's about exploiting the possibilities of technology.
Okay.
To short circuit a lot of work that's done by laborious single briefs being sent in to a variety of members. And it does give the opportunity for campaigning groups to see what other people are doing and see where there might be, you know, the most sensible way forward for them to join together and campaign together.
Yeah, so are you talking to people, like web designers or people at the moment, about the idea of putting this together?
Well, I think we are talking about it here. We've got a whole there was a report on connecting with the public from the House of Lords Information Committee, which has got a whole raft of ideas in it. So I think we're going forward on lots of different levels in the way this can be taken forward. This is my own little hobby horse. So we'll see whether anyone responds really here today.
Thank you so much for your interview.
Pleasure.
And have a good evening.
You too.